This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm thriving today. Are you thriving? Wow, it's been such an amazing week. I hope that you find yourself in that same place where you just feel that essence of life coming together and really propelling you towards that greatness that is you. There is an amazing person in this world. It's you. You are so unique, so brilliant, so incredible. Words can't begin to describe how freaking amazing you are. And I know a lot of times we take it for granted because, you know, we're with us all day long. We have us at the core of ourselves everywhere we go, you know. And so we just think, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I'm just being me. Have you ever said those kind of things about yourself? Things like, I'm just a mom. I'm just a mom. Oh, my gosh. Moms of the world unite. I mean, for goodness sakes. Of all of the people on the planet, moms, what an impact you're making. Now, dads, don't get me wrong. You guys are awesome, too. You have a place. There's a reason why it takes two people to create a baby, but more importantly, why it takes two committed people to really raise an amazing child. And I honor you for your time and your commitment. Others of you, you're single. Your children have all grown and gone. Different situations in your life. You are so amazing. I want you to go find a mirror, preferably one that you can look at while you're still listening to the show. And I want you to look in that mirror. And I want you to say to yourself, I am amazing, because you are. You are freaking amazing. I want you to claim that. You need to dive deep into the claiming of how amazing you are, because you are. You were given gifts to live and be in this world like no one else ever has or ever will have again. I quote T.D. Jakes a lot, his one particular statement on the show a lot, because it really is something that I can't drive home enough. God was so interested in having you on this planet that he didn't care what two people it took, because he needed to have you here on this planet. Some of us were blessed. We have amazing parents, people to this day that pour into our lives and are there for us and have helped shape us and make us the people that we are. Others of you, you know, you never knew your parents. We've talked before on the show. Kathy didn't know her two birth parents at all, ever. She finally found her birth mom a couple years ago after she had passed, and it's been fun getting to know her family and find out things genetically that she's dealt with all of her life that are just part of being part of that birth family. And here very recently, they've identified who the man that was her birth father was, and he also has passed. And it's living proof of the concept that God wanted Kathy in this world. Two people that had no business being together came together in that perfect moment to make the wonderful individual that is my wife, my business partner, and for those of you that know her, just an absolute delight in the world. And we're all glad that she's here, and God, of course, is. And you are just the same. Regardless of the origins of your birth, your conception, you're amazing. You're here for a reason. You need to be alive to that inner self, that purpose within you that drives you, that thing that you do so well that you probably have discounted it. Often we find ourselves in life going through the world, existing and doing such good in things that we just take for granted because we think everybody must know how to do that because it's so easy for us. Have you ever been there? Somebody says to you, oh, wow, you did just such a great job on that. And you're like, oh, it was no big deal. I do it all the time. You need to understand that is an amazing gift. It is something so out of this world, so incredible that you may not realize it in your own life, but it enhances the entirety of the whole world. You being the best version of yourself, the most genuine, the most authentic you that you can be. Because the world does need you. It needs you to be all of you. The world doesn't need your version, your impersonation of somebody else. Now, don't get me wrong. There are folks out there that are professional impersonators, and it's a lot of fun to watch them, and their art, their craft, their talent is the ability to capture somebody else's voice and sound exactly like them, sometimes even look like them. And that's an amazing gift. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about the times in our life when we don't be ourselves because we want to be like somebody else. We can all fill in the blank with that. Tony Robbins, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, Lisa Nichols, so many amazing people that we often, in aspiring to our greatness, rather than aspiring to be the best version of ourselves, we begin to start aspiring to be them. Well, here's the thing. They've got them down. They're doing that really well. That whole list of people and millions of other names spring to mind. Those people have successfully been themselves and filled that place in the world that they're meant to fill. You don't need to duplicate them. You need to be the best you that you can possibly be with every minute of every day. That's what will make our world a better, brighter, more amazing place, is when you shine. So how do we find that? You know, a lot of times we struggle with our purpose. We're like, I don't know, Steve. I don't really understand what my purpose is. I get that. We've all been there. Don't feel alone in that. We all have to search for that thing. But I can give you some clues. What is that one thing that you say or do with such grace and ease that you just do it all the time? You know, I was talking to a lady the other day, and she's like, well, the thing I say all the time is I'm always constantly telling my kids, clean up your room, clean up your room, clean up your room. Please don't tell me that my purpose on the world is to nag my children about cleaning up their room. And I said, no, but that is a real clue into your purpose. You see, because for you, cleanliness, a clean room, is teaching your child a skill. There's a reason behind it. And it's varied for different people that say that same phrase. That's what's so amazing about all the books that we get to put out there is that I can have two people whose topics are basically the same topic, and their books are totally different and fill a wonderful space that's meant for that book because of the fact that they're them. So, you know, for one mom, you know, clean up your room is a skill. You want to teach them the skill of cleanliness. For others, it's very practical. There is, you know, an ant infestation in the house, or you live in an area of the country where other different creepy crawly creatures, are more susceptible if we don't have a clean room, and you don't want that in your house. For other moms, it's something deeper. It's a skill set of having a discipline of certain things that we do in life. Other people, they're very much focused on your future, on you making it as a successful an adult. And the list goes on of things that one phrase could mean for the particular individual. That's a clue into it. Often our passion comes out really hardcore just in the things that we say. We will be talking wrong in life, and we will find ourselves saying the same thing or similar. I mean, if you've listened to the show enough, you've heard me say the same thing or similar a lot. I always tell you how grateful I am that you're listening, because I really truly am. And I don't ever want to take for granted the time that you take out of your day to listen to the show. And I always feel obligated and honored simultaneously to make sure that I let you know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and that the world needs you. That's me sharing part of my gifting. I love the discovery that's happened over the course of this last year as we've been working with the authors of the gifting that God gave me of the ability to be able to listen, talk back and forth, ask you questions, get the story out of you, and then at the end of an hour or so, actually be able to read you back your story. I don't know why God chose that particular gift to give to me, but it is so much fun for me. I love doing it. I love every single session that I'm in with the people, because they're always different. They're always unique. I mean, it's so much fun to just be open and be used in that kind of a way. And I want you to have that same sense of fulfillment. You know, you've heard me say before, the radio show is like my guilty pleasure. It is, because I want to bring to you a real, total, genuine sense of honor, desire, and fulfillment into your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community, so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Hopefully, through the intro, you saw that I was rolling out a purpose for today's show. Today, we want to talk about deepening your inner self and awakening to your purpose. And that is so important in life. So first off, we're going to talk to one of our best-selling authors, Cassandra Clark Williams, and she's going to talk to us about getting to know me, how I deepened my inner self in 90 days. Cassandra is going to help you go on a journey with her as she discovered more about her deeper inner self. And I hope that in that, you too will find some insights into how you can go on a journey of self-discovery yourself. So join me in welcoming Cassandra Clark Williams. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write it.
So I always knew that I would write a book. Actually have a master's in communication design. So I was actually admitted into a master's program for fiction writing. Never realized or even thought that I would write a nonfiction book. So one day in June, I woke up and I just felt like I needed to write. And I never had that feeling before. And for 2 days, I was like stuck in my office because I was just writing, wanted to say all of this stuff. And that's pretty much what happened to me. And in 2 days, I think I came up with like 50, or maybe over 50 pages of 8x11, you know, a regular Word document with me just writing about my past. And came up with this system in the process of doing it, this 8M's system in the process of doing it. So that's pretty much how this book came about.
So talk to us about the 8M's, because it's so amazing to me. Explain to people, first of all, what are the 8M's?
So the 8M's deals with meditation, motivation, money, mindset, meal planning, managing time, moving, which is exercising, and memoirs, which is pretty much journal writing.
So And so did they just all 8 come to you like in a flash, or did they develop over time?
Well, 7 of them did. Money was added later. So, but that's pretty much how it went. And yes, money came later. And the rest of the M's were the original M's. Well, memoir, it was, but I had it as, I said it was a journal. I was just journaling. And then I was like, oh, I can use memoir as my way of saying to journal.
Perfect. So I know that besides it being a book that you wrote, you actually kind of were your first client, if you will, and went through the 8 M's yourself. Talk to me about that experience. What was that like for you?
That experience was so life-changing, amazing, because through the journaling, which I think is a key part to this, helped me to see things in a different light. And then things came up for me that I didn't even know was there. So I know that it's hard to do all eight M's in one day. That's one thing that I learned, because I was really trying to focus on doing all 8 M's every day, which was a lot of work. I say that you could probably gradually get to using 8 M's in one day, but as a beginner, as I was, no, you cannot use the 8 M's in one day. So I highly recommend that people gradually take on whichever M fits them for the day, or whichever M fits them for their lifestyle, but you definitely cannot do all eight of them in one day, or at least that's what I learned doing it the first time around, that you cannot do them all in one day. So kind of pick and choose which ones, or plan it out, how are you going to use the actual system. Mm-hmm.
And I know you had a lot of amazing breakthroughs throughout it. If you had to pick only one, and I know that's not fair, but what would you say was the biggest breakthrough you had during your time of going through the 8 M's?
Just pretty much journaling and learning about myself. And because I use meditation, for the meditation piece, I use Oprah and Deepak's 21-day system. So they would, in certain meditation, the 21-day meditation, they give you questions to focus on so you can get a deeper sense of self. And one of their questions in the first round, every day they ask you to list something that you are grateful for. And although I considered myself to be a grateful person and very appreciative for everything that has taken place in my life, to actually list something every day that you're grateful for, if you're not used to doing it, was very hard. I had to really focus on, without repeating yourself. So I really had to focus on finding something every day to really say that I was grateful for and appreciative for, even though, like I said, I felt like I feel like I'm a blessed person, but to actually focus on that every single day, that was major for me. Mm.
Yeah, that really is huge. I mean, if all of us even just took 21 days and were grateful for 21 different things, because that's the other thing that you said in there that was pretty amazing. You know, you can't just repeat it. You can't just be like, I'm glad I woke up and can still breathe today, every day.
Right. Yeah, I'm grateful for my family, because everyone loves to say, I'm grateful for my children, or I'm grateful for my husband or wife or whatever. But every day you had to find something to, you know, really appreciate. And again, we all sometimes we can generalize and say, you know I'm blessed, but to really point out your blessings, I don't think people really do that too much.
What was the hardest thing that you struggled with on your personal part of the journey?
I would say exercising was the big one for me. And just even recording my food every day, because that's not something I was doing on a daily basis prior to this book. So making sure that I record my food, making sure that I try to stick to exercise regimen, that was one. And even journaling every day, it was tough. I was grateful for the questions that came along with the meditation, because it gave me a focal point. So that helped out a lot, but just, keeping track of the whole system was very challenging, because it wasn't something I was doing prior to the writing this book.
Mm, absolutely. It's amazing when you start journaling about your food. You don't even think about all the food you eat until you start writing down everything that you eat.
And that's true. What I tried to do was, for the most part, I always try to eat as healthy as possible. But I didn't make it a big deal. I just said, to start, I'm just going to journal what I eat so I can look and pay attention to that. And then at the end, look at it as a whole and see what my eating patterns look like and how can I change it. So when I do this whole 66 days again, I have some point of reference that I can focus on. And that's for all the M's, not just, the food part. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I really do encourage everybody to get the book and to go through it. It's so life transformational. And I really appreciate you doing it for us. We like to be good teachers and give people an action that they could take like right now today. So what is something that somebody could, you know, end listening to the show and go out and do immediately that you teach them in the book?
The thing they can do immediately is pick one of those 8 M's and just start focusing on one of those 8 M's. Just to you know, get started and take baby steps. The important piece is taking baby steps and not trying to jump into doing the whole thing. I've done a lot of programs similar to this, and I felt like if I didn't follow it to a T every day, that I wasn't doing it the way it was supposed to be done, and I was actually incorrect. So I would say just pick. So I understand the challenge in, you know, trying to follow something systematically. I would just say find one M that they can fit into their life at this particular moment in their life, and focus on that one M that they can do. So if it's move, then exercise. If it's recording your food, or even if you don't want to record your food, just take a picture of your food every day. There are a few tips in there on things that you can do to, make it a little easier for yourself. And like I said, if you don't want to record your food, keep a picture collage of your food. Exercise for 15 minutes every day. Don't hold yourself to 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour, especially if you haven't been exercising all along. So it's one, just take one M at a time to really get started.
Well, Cassandra, thank you so much for your book, for the journey that you went on, and the discovery that just came out of it. Thank you. We really appreciate you spending some time with us here today.
Thank you.
I hope some of you will take up the challenge along with Cassandra and really deepen your inner selves. Go through that journey, do the journaling, do at least one of those 8 things each day in your life, and get to know you a little bit better. And by doing that, deepening how much you can appreciate and you can inspire yourself. You are an amazing person, and you really need to dive deep into the journey of exploring that amazingness and then celebrating it in your own life. We're going to take another commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Imagine the feeling of being seen as the go-to expert in your field and having that at no extra cost for marketing, plus having more time for your family, friends, vacations, and hobbies. You don't have to imagine anymore. Hi, I'm Kristen Baker, sales, money, and success coach, and I want to share my proven formula that I use to close over $100 million in sales. Go to KristenBakerCoach.com, that's KristenBakerCoach.com, and access my free checklist called Turn 100 Leads into $20,000. Find out in less than 5 minutes if you've been sitting on a goldmine of ideal clients. Stop wasting time and money on sales and marketing methods that don't work. Start by going to KristenBakerCoach.com. Download my checklist and let's get started today.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur. We're talking about the amazingness that is you. We talked in the last segment about how you can deepen your understanding of your inner self, get to know you better, and hopefully in that journey, deepen your self-respect and really understand deeper how amazing you are. I really do hope that a lot of you will jump in and really embrace that challenge of deepening your inner self. Next, we want to talk about your purpose. It's something that's out there. It's there for you. And this is an amazing best-selling book that we've got available for you to be able to use as a guide to awaken your inner purpose. With inside of you is a purpose, but it's something that you need to awaken, sometimes even reclaim, to help us be able to really understand how we can reclaim the gift that's inside of us. I'm so excited to have my guest today, Marie Mbuni, who is going to talk to you about her new book, Reclaiming Your Gifts, A Guide to Awakening Your Purpose. Hi, Marie. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being on the show. Your book is so amazing. It has so much in it. How did you start off deciding that this was going to be the next book you were going to write?
I would like to say the book actually wanted to come out. I had been thinking about what I'm talking about in the book, which is reclaiming your gifts, your purpose, and wondering how can I share this? Because I received so much insight. I got so much more clear, so happy. And I thought, there is no way I can keep this information for myself and to myself. I have to share it. And that's how it started.
So your purpose, I mean, I know you well enough now to know that you believe everybody has a purpose. Why is it that it's so hard for us to really claim our purpose?
It is hard because there are so many things that determine our behaviors. You know, we are born into certain families or civilizations or societies, cultures, and what have you. And the first thing we taught is you have to go to school, and then you have to find a job, and then you have to, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do to survive, to, you know, prosper, or whatever it is that is the biggest thing in your culture. Mm-hmm. And usually what happens is we do all that, you know, you have a job, you have a profession, and one day you wake up and you feel not happy or not fulfilled, or you might just have this feeling that there is more, or I don't know what it is, but I want to do more. I want to know more. I'm not happy. And usually that's what happens.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how do you help awaken that inside of you? You decide, all right, I want to find that purpose in me. How do you help awaken that?
So the first step is usually realizing that you have gifts. You have a purpose. When you start being aware and accepting that you deserve that purpose and that you were actually born for that, because there are no accidents. If you're on earth, you do have a purpose. And so that's the first step, just being aware. And the second step is believing that it is possible. And then the third step is what I call the inquiry, the what is it that you can offer that is coming uniquely from you, For some people, it's raising the best children ever so that those children can in turn go in the world and make a change. So it's what awakens your passion, what makes you happy, what makes you feel connected. So you start questioning, you start really trying to find what it is that makes you truly happy. What is it that, for example, you could do every day for the rest of your life and still have passion? Those are the first initial steps. And as you do that, you start discovering more and more and more.
What do you say to the person who says, you know, I've tried, but I just really don't know what my purpose is?
I tell them that it's not wrong to feel that way, because I didn't even know there was such a thing as a purpose. And in my book, I talk about how I questioned God, how I was actually mad because, you know, when I discovered my purpose, he was like, I don't know what that is. I don't go to church. I'm not religious. I'm not. So you could feel like you don't have a purpose, but I can assure you, you do. If not, you wouldn't be here. And it's a matter of just redefining what you call purpose. Because sometimes we might feel like it's, I don't know, going to the moon or going to a certain country and building houses for the poor. And it's what it is that you have to offer for the evolution of yourself first, your friends, your family, or the planet. Yeah.
If you knew, say, 10 years ago, what you know now about really claiming your gifts, what would you say to your younger self?
I would say to my younger self that always, always, always listen to your heart, to your intuition, to your belly, and really listen for what is good for you, not what everyone says it is supposed to be. Because the reason so many people don't find their purpose or are not happy or are not fulfilled is because they have stopped being connected to themselves. They have stopped being connected to the divine or source. And me included. I was just driven by my job and everything. So I would tell my younger self, always stay connected to yourself and the divine and listen to your intuition and your heart. And you are going to be guided that way. You're going to get clues as to where it is that you need to go next to really find who you truly are.
What was one of the clues that that kind of presented itself to you?
For me, it wasn't these kind of clues that now I know. It was the fact that no matter where I went, no matter what I tried, using my, I call it my left brain, you know, working hard, making money, I made a lot of money. A lot of money, $500,000 a year was like my salary. And all the money went away. Something big would happen that I would need to fix, or I would need to send money to my family, or something big that at the end, I would be broke. Like I had no money, in debt. And I started asking, what is it that is making me always not arriving where I want to arrive? I have this idea of what success is, and externally it looks like I'm very successful, but inside I was alone, I was in debt, and I was sad and happy. And I reached a point where I was just in my apartment alone, and crying and sobbing and asking, what is it that I need to do to be happy? I did everything right. I went to school. I'm a doctor. I'm a highly specialized anesthesiologist. And yet, I was not fulfilled or happy. That's when I started asking those questions. So for me, that was the moment. I kind of had to be driven to my knees to get there. But if I had been really listening, I wouldn't have had to, you know, be brought to my knees.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we like to be good teachers and give the audience something tangible that they could do. Like they could right now go and do, what would be the one piece of advice that somebody could do right now to reclaim their gifts?
Number one, I wanted to tell people is to find a way to connect to your inner self, because those are the little voices that will give you messages. So I would tell people, start a meditation practice. And what I mean by that is you don't have to chant, you don't have to do, you know, stand on your head, but just sitting in your bed every time, every morning when you wake up, and just expressing gratitude for everything you have in your life right now. It could be shelter, it could be food, it could be a car. In the morning, you start that way. I'm grateful for food. I'm grateful I had a great night's sleep. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful. And as you express this gratitude, you open up to receive even more. And that could be in the form of messages. And when you finish saying what you're grateful for, just sit in silence and hear, see, feel what comes up. And you act on that. And you build up on that.
Mm. That's good stuff. The book is called Reclaiming Your Gifts, A Guide to Awakening Your Purpose by Dr. Marie Mboni. And it is going to be available for those of you that want to get her super special on Tuesday. That's today for those of you that are listening live. To be able to get her book, Reclaiming Your Gifts, A Guide to Awakening Your Purpose. Marie, thanks so much for spending some time here with us today.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. I'm really grateful. Thank you.
How sad would it be if you never claimed, worse yet, if you had it, lost it, and never reclaimed your gifts inside? I really relate to this one because I've been down this road myself with the whole not claiming of your gifts and needing to reclaim it. I've told the story before, but I went through an almost 10-year period there where it wasn't necessarily the specific thing that happened. It was kind of more the last thing that happened. You know, that old straw that broke the camel's back kind of a situation. And I checked out. I admit it. I'll be the first person to acknowledge I checked out. I was a zombie. I was existing in the world, but I was dead. I was up walking around, and I just didn't have the common decency to lay down and die. And I'm glad I didn't. Don't take that the wrong way. But that's how I was living every day of my life. I wasn't a thriving entrepreneur. Oh, yeah, I had a business, but I wasn't thriving in life or in business. I was getting through. Have you been there? Are you there right now? I can encourage you that there is nothing greater in this world than when you awaken to your purpose and you reclaim your gifts. When you look yourself in the mirror like I had to and realize you're on this planet for a reason. You know, I say to you all the time about how uniquely brilliant you are, but I had to start off with an I am statement. I had to start off by saying, I am uniquely brilliant. I am created for a purpose. I am needed in this world, and I will share my voice with the world. I know It's been said over me, told to me by many different people. But I know that there is a plan, there is a purpose, there's a reason for me on this planet. And I have to live that out. And just as I'm encouraging you every day to live your life as a thriving entrepreneur, I'm speaking to myself too. You'll learn something. Anybody that knows a minister intimately knows that they will tell you most of the time, the best of our sermons, you're really just getting to hear about us talking back and forth with God, the things that he's teaching us, the thing that he's taking us through this particular day, week, month, year. And you get to share in on that journey. Now, I love the fact that it ends up relating across to other people and that it too helps the people that God has put us on this earth to serve. But in the end, I'll just peel back the curtain for you a little bit and let you know that's kind of where it comes from. God takes us on a journey, and then he asks us to take you along with us. And we're glad to do it, but that's kind of how it works. So just a little secret insider information for those of you who don't know inside of the world of ministers and how God works with them. It's important that you reclaim your gifts, that you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur, and that you share your message with the world. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break first, and then we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. You are here, you are an entrepreneur, and you are amazing. And I hope that in all of that, you're thriving as an entrepreneur. We love helping you thrive, and we love to help you share your story with the world. Kathy and I take it not just seriously, but we're honored and blessed to be involved in you sharing your story with the world. Cassandra's story, Marie's story, many of the other best-selling authors that we've had here on the show, all of them. It's been our delight, our honor, our joy to bring them to the world. But I got to tell you something, the world still needs you. You have a story that needs to be shared. You know, I've been quoting the statistic, and I actually saw it said a different way the other day. 80%, it actually, the statistic I saw the other day said 81% of the people in the world that exist, people that are just around right now, you know, of the trillions of people that are on the planet, 81% of them want to write a book. And I've been quoting 5%, but I actually saw the other day that it's less than 1% actually of the people that ever actually write that book. It's so sad to think of the stories, of the messages, of the songs, of the poems that are inside of somebody screaming, banging on the walls of their heart and their spirit, let me out, let me out, let me out. And they're just stuck in there because you're not thriving. You need to embrace that you're awesome. Let's just set it aside, any question, any doubt, and just take my word for it. You're amazing. True humility is having a right perspective of yourself. And you know what? You are amazing. Say that. I am amazing. You see, there's nobody that ever existed, nobody that ever will exist, that can be you. And the world needs it. So you need to shine. You need to sing your song. You need to tell your story, write your poetry, dance your dance. Be the thriving entrepreneur that's inside of you. Thrive in your life and in your business with everything that you do. And share your journey with the world. You see, there's always people that are ahead of us on life's journey. You're never going to get to a point where there isn't somebody that you can learn from. I just had a wonderful individual come into my life just yesterday. And the two-hour conversation I had with him was mind-blowing. And in the future, I'm hoping to be able to share some of that. I'm still just processing it myself. It was so far above me that I'm not sure my brain even has been able to wrap around it yet. There's always those people that are ahead of us. There's people that are walking the journey right alongside of us. They're right at the same basic spot that we are. Those are our friends, our closest buddies that we get together with, and we help each other along the journey, arm in arm, as we go through this world sharing our unique brilliance. But there are others. There is always that other person who's 5 or 10 steps behind you. They're struggling with that thing that you struggled with yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago. It's hard for them. It's easy for you now. You do it with grace and ease. And yet, for them, every day it's difficult. They need your story to help them live their life, to thrive in their life, to be the best version of them that they can be, and more importantly, that they're meant to be in this world. And that's how we all come together. That's why we need each other in this world, is because each person, just like the, you know, a million, or in the case of the world, trillion pieces of the puzzle, we all have our little jagged edges and our spots that we connect to each other, so that together we all create a beautiful picture. If you've ever listened to music before, you know, there are some instruments that can be quite grating when you hear them, especially when it's a young child learning to play a song. You know, all of us that have been parents and been through that experience know exactly what I'm talking about. And yet, as we master those instruments, and as, more importantly, those instruments come together into a symphony, this wonderful, beautiful melody comes out of it. Whereas one oboe by itself, a bassoon, isn't necessarily something that you'd want to just sit there for several hours and listen to bassoon solo after bassoon solo. And I apologize to any of you that are bassoon players that love it. That's not what I meant. But together, that bassoon holds its place in the orchestra. And without it, the song isn't complete. it isn't as perfect. But together, we all create an amazing, wonderful symphony. And that's what your story is in the world. It's your note, your sound, your instrument into the symphony of the whole world. And you need to share that story. The world needs to hear your story. So most of you listening, because like I said, the statistic, even if it goes back to the statistic that I've been saying, and it's 5% of those 80% that have actually written their book, even if that number, most of you that are listening, you know you have a story and you haven't shared it. There's lots of reasons. Most of them may be 100% legitimate, but they're still just reasons, and they need to be overcome because the world needs your story. There's somebody on Google right now that's searching for the answer for what you do easily. It doesn't matter whether that answer is how to make the perfect cake or it's the cure for cancer. For somebody in need, that is what they need today. And you have that answer. You have that story. So come join us at bestsellersguild.com. It's a free Facebook group. We have lots of resources there to get you started. Kathy and I want to work together with you to make you our next best-selling author so that you can share your story with the world. You can deepen your inner self, reclaim your gifts, and be fully awake to your purpose. I really encourage you, join us at bestsellersguild.com. Find a way to share your story with the world. Get it out there and let us make you our next best-selling author. Embrace this phrase, I am awesome. Take it to heart, live it deeply inside of you, and let that phrase flow over you every minute, every day of your life. Because remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created very specifically for a purpose. And the world needs you. We all of us need one another to come together, to share our stories, to play our note, to sing our song, to dance our dance, so that together we live in the amazing world that we were all meant to live in when we all come together and live as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope you will embrace that, that you will thrive in your life and in your business. Because more than anything, yes, Kathy and I would love to have you come join us at bestsellersguild.com. We would love the opportunity and the advantage to make you our next best-selling author. But more than all of that, we want to help you live every single day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.